Chair now recognizes the Senator from Black Hawk, Senator Danielson, for opening comments on Senate File 121.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, colleagues of the Senate, spring comes early to the Iowa Senate. On a cold, wintry, dreary day, we're going to allow the sunshine to illuminate state government a little bit more. Senate File 121 is a bill that requires the governor and the executive branch to disclose the receipt of gifts, bequests, and honoraria. It requires a monthly report if needed, if there's activity, gifts received. The new law says that it can be submitted electronically, so it's a paperless requirement. And there's also a limit on the reporting. You don't have to report it if it's less than $100. The penalties are, for noncompliance, are a serious misdemeanor up to a year in jail and a fine between $315 and $1,875. There is an amendment, Madam President.
There is an amendment. You are in order, Senator Danielson.
Thank you, Madam President. Amendment 3005 clarifies a grammatical error in the draft of the original bill. Changes one word.
Is there any discussion on Amendment 3005? Seeing none, the chair recognizes Senator Danielson. Senator Danielson moves adoption of Amendment 3005. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The amendment is adopted. Is there any further discussion on Senate File 121 as amended? Seeing none, the chair recognizes Senator Danielson for final comments.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, colleagues of the Senate, this bill grew out of a high-profile example of what was allowed under the law but was not previously required to be reported. Secretary or the Director of the Department of Education, Jason Glass, took a trip to Rio de Janeiro as a part of a regular business for his office, but we didn't have a reporting requirement, so there were questions raised about whether it was appropriate or not. The bill before us helps clarify not only that situation, but those in the future, so that the public is more aware. Madam President, this bill is necessary because we must guard against the real or perceived conflicts of interest in state government. Transparency and disclosure are the tools that protect the public trust. And this information can be used by Iowans to judge for themselves whether or not the boundaries that could lead to corruption have been crossed. Therefore, we believe it's a good bill. It allows more transparency and disclosure in Iowa state government, and I would be happy to move it and ask that it be read for the last time and placed on its passage.